Scott Luth is the executive director for the Florida West Economic Development Alliance, Florida West, sometimes abbreviated. Scott, welcome back to the show, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How
are
you doing?
Hey, great to have you. Hey, are you on a, I'm so sorry, are you on a handset, or because it sounds a little bit muffled. You're not on a hands-free or anything like that, right?
I am. No, I'm on my cell phone.
Perfect.
So
suddenly it's so much clearer.
Any better or not.
No, that's fantastic. So the Bluffs, sort of, there's the what appears to be the story, and then there's the real story. The Bluffs is this big development project that y'all are putting together up in the north end. It's going to be huge when it eventually gets all completed. Florida Tax Watch every year comes out with their list of things that they think that ought not to be funded. What actually happened with their recommendation this year? Because it's a little bit complicated.
Certainly. So what it is the Tax Watch does, they come out with their list of projects that they have concerns with or recommendations that should not make it through the budget process. And the Bluffs is a project that we've been working with, and actually we've been working with and had an assessment done by Tax Watch a couple years ago to look at the validity and the value of that for the state of Florida. So we've ended up on the list a couple times, when we've requested funds from the legislature, and the reasoning that we ended up on the list is more process than it is the value of the project itself.
Formal stuff, not substance.
And that's really kind of, correct. And so, and we recognize, their point, and what they're saying is that, we have, the Florida Department of Transportation, has its work products, and that we need to actually begin to move the Bluffs now that we're ready for construction into the, into the transportation plan itself.
Got it.
So that's something that we're working on. And so that was really what their challenge or their concern was, is that we're currently not within the FDOT work plan. But however, we're asking the Florida legislature to fund a portion of this out of the FDOT budget.
So
that was kind of that's how we sort of ended up on the list.
Okay, so it's a formal naming of sorts, but it really, in substance, they're not even opposed to it, and they recognize the value of it, and that's all. That's the really good news takeaway from this. When is the construction actually going to begin? Do we know yet?
Well, again, and that's really where we're beginning to make our first request for assistance is to move towards construction.
Okay.
We've done the master planning, we've done design, we've done all the utility routing, as well as we actually have the design packages for road and infrastructure improvement in-house. And so we've done all of the background work over the last 5 years to really start, looking at ways to fund the project to open it up for development. Along with our partners.
And for people who don't know, what we're talking about is a site up in the north end that has all the things you need. It has electrical, it has water, it has access, you're building roads, all that kind of stuff. And it would be for heavy industrial in the north end so that we can really generate a bunch of jobs here and entice companies to build. That's my short version of it. Is that right?
It is, yeah. What we want to do is, when we looked at the county, 8 years ago when we did our master plan, we looked at, okay, where could future development go as it relates to high-wage job creation? And so you've got the downtown core. We're going through the master planning up at Outlying Field 8, for commerce parks and things that look like maybe federal. And then, but if we want to continue to bring jobs in like International Paper and the Sin Manufacturing, kind of our heavier industry, where does it make sense to put it? Well, it makes sense to put it up there where other companies are like that. We have the wastewater treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Crist Generation Plant. There's a lot of things that are in that area already, and it makes sense to co-locate like industry around like industry. And so that's really kind of what the Bluffs is designed for, is hopefully future growth of those types of companies, which are good high wage and capital investment companies for the community.
Right on. All right. Scott Luth, he is the executive director for Florida West. Thanks for clarifying that a little bit, Scott. And always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. Thanks for the time.
We appreciate your support. Thanks, Andrew.